Parak Gemal Mishnah Vav. Ein nimnin al behema lechatchila b'yom tov. There is obviously an injunction against any kind of selling of objects on Yom Tov. So the question here is with regard to the selling of meat from a butcher, what can and can't be done on Yom Tov, or what is considered a violation of the gzera not to sell things on Yom Tov. So ein nimnin al behema lechatchila b'yom tov, that one can't come together as a chabura, a group. Typically, it wouldn't be worthwhile for a butcher to shecht an animal unless he was sure that he would be able to get rid of all the parts. So people would get together in groups and purchase together as a group the entire animal for a specified price, and then the animal would be divided up within the group on the basis of what each particular person wanted. So one can come to a butcher and set a price and divide it up amongst the group lechatchila on Yom Tov itself. Aval nimnin alea mi'erev Yom Tov, but if they, let's say, come together as a group and agree on a set price and a division before Yom Tov, then v'shochatin mechalkin b'neim, then on Yom Tov itself, the animal can be slaughtered and apportioned on the basis of what was preset from before Yom Tov. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said, Shokel Adam Basar Keneged Akli O Keneged Akofetz. Typically, one isn't allowed to weigh objects on Yom Tov, especially with regard to Mekach and Mamkar. And so Rabbi Yehuda says, however, that one can weigh a meat either against a utensil or against some sort of a chopping utensil. The reason is that one is doing it in a shinoi, in an unusual kind of a way. Instead of using just the scale, one is using some other object, and then, according to Rav Mivar Tanura, will determine after Yom Tov what the weight of the object that was used against for weighing the meat was once Yom Tov is finished. If you predetermine, if you know what the particular weight of those objects are, then on Yom Tov, one can weigh it against, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the meat against these objects. Chachamim arim ein mashgichim b'kaf mosnayim kol ichar. But the Chacham said that one can't use a scale at all, not even in this unusual kind of a way, not even in this shinoi. One can't do any kind of a weighing, even against these kinds of objects. And the Chacham would say that one can't even store items, according to Rav Mivar Tanura. He points out that one can't even store items in the scale to keep them away from mice on Yom Tov, even if one isn't using it for the purposes of weighing. One can't sharpen a knife against a whetstone on Yom Tov. That's considered asar. The heter of melachet ochel nefesh doesn't extend to makshiri ochel nefesh, to preliminaries for the types of food preparation, and therefore the sharpening of the knife is considered asar and a melacha on Yom Tov itself. Aval mesia agavi chaverta. However, one can sharpen one knife against the other knife. This is considered done in a shinoi, and is permissible to be done on Yom Tov itself. It's not a typical way that one would sharpen a knife. Lo yomar adam letavach. One can't say to a butcher, shokol li b'dinar basar, weigh me out one dinar's worth of meat. Aval shochei to mechalkin b'neim, but he can shech the animal and have it apportioned amongst himself in a way that was described in the previous Mishnah, where they're not actually mentioning any kind of monetary price or any type of cost for the object, but that those things are predetermined in advance.